It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to this special episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Leese. Today on this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast, we're actually taking a look at one of the decks provided by Poddex. If you want to learn more about Poddex, visit poddex.com. Use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first purchase. We're going to be looking at the True Crime deck and going through those and seeing what I can answer. So without further ado, let's get on with it. The first question on the deck. If you could talk to one serial killer, dead or alive, for an hour, who would it be and why? I'm going to assume he's dead, but I would say the Zodiac Killer, because I really want to know how he got away with all of this. Second question. What are a few of the most diabolical and insane cults you've ever heard of? I would have to say the Branch Davidians, the People's Temple, Scientology. Next question is, should someone be convicted for spoken crimes when there's no evidence of them actually acting upon those impulses? Wait, what the hell does that mean? Should someone be convicted for spoken crimes when there's no evidence of them actually acting upon them? Oh, okay, I get what they're saying. I would say no, because you're getting too involved with free speech. Like, I mean, I think I should have the right to say, yeah, kill this dude. But if nobody acted upon that, then where's the harm in it? Which offender do you think would for sure, without a doubt, reoffend if they were granted parole? I think probably the Son of Sam. Even though he says he wasn't responsible for it, he was just part of a cult. I think he could continue that cult's movement and keep on killing. And next question, could Columbine have been prevented? I honestly would say no, because at the time, we weren't really focused on school shootings and the issues that surrounded that incident. What is the one homicide or missing person case that drives you crazy or is on your mind a lot? Ooh, I would say the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, because I really want to know what happened. And I don't think we'll ever really know. Because if the family was involved, they're going to keep it a secret and take it to the grave. What is one of the most mind-blowing cases you've come across, and why? I would go with, once again, the Zodiac Killer. I mean, God, this guy's contacted the police, sent messages, antagonized them, and yet he still managed to get away. Whereas people like BTK, who antagonized the police, ended up getting caught. And then you got the Golden State Killer, who eventually got caught because of the DNA technology advancements. Do you think that someone in a domestic violence situation has a justified reason for maiming or murdering their aggressor? It depends, I think. I would say they do, depending on the level of abuse or violence that's thrown at them. Who is the scariest child murderer? As in, the murderer is under age 18. Shoot. I don't even know any of them that are under 18. Even when people are convicted and there's obvious evidence of their crimes, why do you think they will still claim innocence? I think because they want their case to be heard more and get more media attention. Which missing person case do you think had the strangest circumstances? I would say Amber, what is it, Hagerman? The one behind the Amber Alert. What was the first true crime podcast you listened to that got you hooked on the genre? I honestly would say those conspiracy guys. Not really the ones about true conspiracy, but more of the true crime. And they dove right in. I mean, they got in-depth to the true crime topics they covered. Like, I've never seen anybody go that in-depth. Do you believe that murderers ever deserve forgiveness? Why or why not? Say, that's questionable. I think you can forgive them, but I think it's more on the side of for you to have closure and to move on with your life. Because you can forgive them, move on, and not even have to really think about them anymore. Kurt Cobain, suicide or murder? That's a tough call. I'm going to say murder. Is the death penalty unconstitutional? Fuck no. What is one case that you remember following on TV or in the media? I would say the murder of Samantha Koenig, only because I lived in the area and like I knew exactly where she worked. And of course she ended up being killed by the serial killer Israel Keyes. Next question. Why do you think people join a cult in the first place? I think they want a sense of belonging, and then the leaders, whoever they follow, are very charismatic that they are able to draw in those people. Would you rather be buried alive or drowned? Jesus fucking Christ. Drowned, I think. I feel like drowning would be a lot faster. Is assisted suicide really just murder with a different title? No, I think legally this is in limbo, but I think it's suicide. If it's done legally. Who really killed JonBenet Ramsey? Of course we go to this question. I want to say somebody in her family. Yes, people have said, you know, they're not suspects anymore, like the law enforcement and whatnot. But how do you randomly stumble upon your daughter in the basement, murdered, with evidence pointing all to the family involved? Next question, who do you think would have never been caught if they would not have opened their mouth? I would say the Golden State Killer. I think if he didn't call victims and whatnot, I think the case would kind of just fizzled. Why do you think some serial killers only kill sex workers? Well, obviously, because nobody's really paying attention to them, and nobody's really going to care if they disappear. What's one murder that's too close to home for you? Oh, I would definitely say the murder of Samantha Koenig by Israel Keyes. That's pretty much the closest I've ever come to being in the vicinity of a serial killer. What are the best true crime documentaries you've ever seen and why? Oh, the one about the Golden State Killer. I think it's I'll Be Gone in the Dark or I'll Be Gone in the Night. Forgot the title. But then that was really good about how an average person ended up naming and identifying the Golden State Killer. I mean, that kind of shows you that all these, you know, people that call themselves sleuths and whatnot could actually end up solving a case without being a professional detective or law enforcement person. Which society do you believe is really a cult? I don't even know what that means. The first true crime case that got me hooked was... it's gotta be JonBenet Ramsey. I mean, that's just because I've always seen it in, like, the tabloids. It's always been, hey, did the parents do it? Did the brother do it? Blah, 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 blah. Is DNA always the be-all, end-all for solving a case? Can it be wrong? I think it is the all and all for solving a case, but it can also be wrong, which you saw in JonBenet Ramsey's case because they found DNA on her panties, but the DNA was traced back to somebody else who wasn't even at the house or even involved. What is the reasoning behind mass murderers committing their killing spree? Do they snap, or is there any other reason behind it? I think they do it for plenty of different reasons. Like, I want to say the DC snipers did it, I think, because they were just angry with people. And then I think the Son of Sam did it because they had mental issues going on, or possibly he was part of a cult. Can you rehabilitate a murderer? Why or why not? I think you can, but I don't think they would be able to, like, live on their own without people monitoring them. Next question. Should people who commit violent crimes be given a chance at parole? I really think it depends on the violent crime, the reasoning for it, issues at hand, and other stuff like that. And the next question is, Casey Anthony innocent or guilty? Dude, that one, I don't even know anymore. She might be guilty, she might be innocent, who knows? I don't think anybody will ever know. What has been the scariest school shooting you have heard of and why? It's gotta be Columbine. I mean, all the stuff they planned for that, and if it went perfectly like they thought it would, there have been hundreds of people dead. I mean, they tried to plant bombs in the school, and if those went off, I mean, it would have been a freaking war zone. And then just knowing that two people walked in targeting people, like, you personally might not know if they were coming after you or coming after somebody you knew. So, yeah, it's got to be Columbine. Who is one serial killer you would be terrified to come into contact with? It's got to be the Zodiac Killer, I think. Just because, like, he comes at you from the, you know, darkness. You don't even hear him coming. And all of a sudden, you got a gun pointed at your head, and he pulls the trigger. If you could be the judge and jury for one case, which would it be? How would you sentence them? I'm going to go with the O.J. Simpson case. After watching some documentaries on it, looking into the case, I don't think O.J. really did it. I think it was a hit job by the LAPD. And I'd pretty much give him the same result that happened now. And acquit him and let him walk. Which person or persons in the true crime world do you admire and why? Now, this includes podcast host, TV host, police officer, detective, etc., etc., etc. I gotta say, I don't think I know his name, but the whatchamacallit, those conspiracy guys, the host, I forgot his name, really bad that I did. They're just, their research is like incredibly in depth, and definitely you can tell it takes them a long time to put together their episodes, where it takes me about maybe like a day to put it together. And next question I got is, what is your favorite true crime podcast? That is a tough question. There's a lot of good ones that I've seen. Obviously, once again, I'd say those conspiracy guys. And I don't know if you'd call it a podcast. Probably is, actually, by now. But that chapter on YouTube. Case Files. There's just like a lot that I could name, but those are a few of my favorites. Are there any true crime movies that you love? Which ones? Oh, I really like Zodiac. What's another one? I don't know if it's true crime per se, or it's just a political thriller, but I mean, I'd say, what is it, All the President's Men. I mean, it's kind of crime-ish. Can't really think of that many true crime movies. And the next question, of course, the most popular question ever asked by crime enthusiasts. Is O.J. Simpson guilty or innocent of killing Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman? Why or why not? Once again, I'd say he's probably innocent. I feel, after watching documentaries up the wazoo on this, I think he was set up. Now, I will say, I think he knows what happened, but he's just not talking. Would you rather be shot or stabbed? Shot. I feel like that's just the quicker way to go. Which true crime TV shows are your favorites right now and of all time? I like the one... It was on Netflix, the Cecil Hotel. I like a bunch that are on, what is it? Peacock, the one with John Wayne Gacy interview. There's a bunch of others. Do you ever follow current cases from start to finish? I've tried. I just feel like there's not enough time to do that. And I just get too busy with work and whatnot. I might on future cases that pop up from time to time. Which murderer do you think for sure, without a doubt, deserved the death penalty they were given? Ooh, that's tough. I'm gonna go with Ted Bundy, honestly. The guy was the most psychotic murderer out there. He was able to charm his way into girls' places, trick them into their cars. Well, this is easy. Which serial killer do you think was actually incredibly brilliant, but use their intelligence for evil? Well, that's clearly Ted Bundy. I mean, even the judge that sentenced him said he would have been a good lawyer and would have loved to have seen him in the courtroom. Was it right to jail Charles Manson for life, even though he never killed anyone? Yes. He didn't kill anyone, but he manipulated people to do his dirty work. How should we punish children that commit murder and violent crime? Or violent crime? Depends on the violent crime, but specifically the murder, I'd send them to jail. But it would kind of be a different jail, not like a regular jail that adult murderers go to. Maybe like a focus on a reform jail system thing. I don't know how to explain it. If someone is proven guilty for a crime that involved mental health issues, should they be jailed or hospitalized and treated? I'd say all three. Hospitalize them and treat them. I feel like this question's kind of repeated itself. What is one murder that has always stuck with you? Why do you think that is? It's got to be JonBenet Ramsey. I think probably just murdered at a young age, the circumstances surrounding it, nobody really knowing who did it, and the possibility that the family covered it up. Can cybercrimes be just as dangerous as regular crimes? Well, yes, because, I mean, you could hack a bank, take down power grids, cause mass panic and terror. Do you think Jim Jones had it in his plan all along to massacre his whole cult? Why or why not? I don't think so. I think, like they've said, he did it because he started to panic and something snapped inside of him. He got paranoid. If you could know the honest truth about one missing person case, which would it be and why? I would say the Delphi murders, just because there's, like, nobody still knows what happened. The footage they have of a suspect is so grainy, you can't really tell who he is. If you could know the honest truth about one unsolved murder case, which would it be and why? I got to go back to JonBenet Ramsey for the same reasons I've said in other questions. Do you think social media is a cause for some murderers to kill? Why or why not? Yes, I think partly that are all the questions I'll be answering today. Once again, I'd like to thank Poddex for sponsoring this episode. Visit poddex.com. Use promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first purchase. They have a variety of decks to use to improve your podcast, increase listeners, and engage with your audience. Check them out today. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.